Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460. And Carl Bott and Trish Clark. Good morning. It's 7:06 in the morning here on the 18th of February, 2016. Phone lines are 605-4567. We are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning, Bad Bob. Okay, the reason
what are you
I'm,
doing
okay,
to my
the reason I'm laughing is she said Trish is here with sunglasses on.
Well,
you know, we got new lighting, but come on.
Well, and actually what I did is I grabbed my glasses so I could read this weather report, and I grabbed the wrong ones. It's 49 degrees in downtown Reading. And good morning. It's Thursday. I love Thursdays. We're looking for showers and rain today, a high of 57 and a low of 46. This evening, tomorrow, 90% chance of rain, a high of 56 and a low of 41. And on Saturday, partly sunny, little cloudy, clearing up and going to be nice for the weekend with a little clouds through Friday and Saturday. The weather is always is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. It's cool.
Shasta what?
Shasta Gas Propane.
Okay.
Our customers are warm friend. It's locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Shout out to Jarhead. He's out there today, probably laying down where he usually is, you know, with the or kind of not laying down, but kind of in that half up, half down with his
supine
computer.
Position.
His supine. Well,
yeah,
he's probably up.
Yeah.
No, he's up
in
a little
repose.
Bit further. Yeah, he's kind of up with his little computer in his lap and all that. Probably kids taking care of him and all that.
All right.
Hey, it is bright in here, isn't it?
Yes, I think I'm going to put the sunglasses back on. These new lights are...
I tell you what, these LEDs, you know, I railed against LEDs, but let me tell you something. The new ones they have, wow. And so it's enough so, in fact, it's so bright that I think I can probably pull two of them out.
I'm
and
thinking.
Still have
especially the one that's right over my head here.
Yeah, you know, we just won't unscrew that one because, you know, in fact, most of the employees here, not me or Linda, but most of the producers, have started, their flesh is starting to crinkle because they're vampire-like because they're used to operating in the dark their whole lives.
With the enlarged pupils.
The enlarged
pale skin. Look like Morlocks.
That's right. You know, Bob Martin walked out the other day and we had to put a sack over his head to get him outside to get back into his car. It was that bad. Anyway, okay, hey, Linda's going to be on tonight and on the spot with Linda Bosch. She's got a bunch of guests coming on. And we have today, this is going to be such an interesting, I think, an interesting couple hours because besides just having you here, and everybody knows that one's just rocking.
Thank you.
We're going to have I believe the North State Symphony. I haven't been batting 1,000 this week on having people show up when they're supposed to, but today
that's on the schedule.
In fact, on the schedule is North State Symphony. And but then at 8 o'clock, we got a guy by the name of Chris Synog. And Chris is a Navy SEAL, retired Navy SEAL, who was a sniper instructor. And I'm not sure he instructed Chris Kyle, who is, you know, American sniper. But he's got a book out. And, you know, and I teach shooting, as you know. And so when this came across my desk, that, you know, interview with this guy, and I said, yeah, I'd like to see the book. And we're going to talk about him and about, you know, but we're going to talk about the book, but not necessarily just the shooting part of it, but everything that he writes. Half the book is mindset and training and
lifestyle.
All these lifestyles. Yeah, and it's really, I think it could be really interesting. I don't know. We'll find out today. It could be wrong for an hour or 15 minutes later. Okay, see you, Chris.
Okay.
But I don't think so. I think it's going to be, the guy writes well. I mean, it's simple, and he uses, you're going to see. You're gonna
okay.
See, we're gonna talk
I'm looking,
about
I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah.
Sounds like a fascinating conversation.
You probably know more of them than I have, but I've known several unconventional warfare folks over the years that I've encountered, and I wouldn't exactly say they're half a bubble off plum, but they do think differently.
Well, they have to. They're working in small units doing direct action missions many times where they have to, you know, whatever the plan is. as soon as they're put down on the ground, the plan changes. And in fact, going in on missions that and they drop six of you off, and you're supposed to be in this one spot, and you find out you're on the wrong side of the river. And you go, well, how did they do that?
Yeah.
You know, before the land, before the days of all the GPSs and
you
all this.
Immediately go to plan B.
Plan B is just trying to get across the river, you know. And then, you know, then you try and find different, anyway. And then you hope when you're making a run for your for your extract that they understand what the extract point is, and you're just not running like, you know, like crazy trying to get to a place that they, you know, they're like, you know, like, you know, a mile away, and you know, you can watch them coming down in a different place thinking, oh my gosh.
Yeah, okay, so we're talking life at extreme levels.
Yeah, it is. Anyway, other things today. Costco. You've been following this? Oh, I know you.
I have definitely been following
this. Did I
detect
a chortle?
So, what's your thoughts on this? By the way, Kurt Starman's going to be on next Tuesday morning.
Okay.
Got him for an hour. Started at 7 o'clock. Yeah. And he's going to roll in here, and we're going to talk. We're going to talk Costco. And he said, yeah, we'd be glad to do that.
Uh-huh.
And then, but now I see that Costco may be looking back in town here.
Okay. Yeah.
You want them down in Anderson, don't you?
Absolutely.
So why should they come to Anderson? I mean,
why not?
Would you? I mean,
why
think,
not?
Do you think Anderson could get them? Could actually make a deal with Costco
in about a heartbeat?
How long do you think?
I mean, you want to start counting now? I can have it done by the time you get to 10.
So I mean, what about all these traffic studies they have to do and environmental studies are going to have to
You know,
do
we have
there?
We have two pieces of property that have already gone through the entire process and are shovel ready for almost anything.
Really?
Yeah.
You think Costco knows that?
Oh, I think they're aware of that.
You think so, huh?
Well, I think so.
Costco went out and was looking at Bonneville. I'm sorry. Bocelli, yeah, in Bonneville.
It's right across the street from where the Blue Shield is.
Yeah.
Isn't any room for anything else to expand the market, however?
Oh, really? They're saying there's several acres down there.
What else do you want to know about this?
I thought there was lots of acreage down there.
Not nearly what would warrant the location of a Costco.
That roughly triangular.
They said a 200,000 square foot store.
Well, for just Costco, but Costco bleeds well and works off. Adjoining.
Well, you know, here's the other thing I didn't
And there's
realize.
A hotel there and Blue Shield and that, you know, not much to... Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
certainly there are all kinds of opportunities, but I can guarantee you that prime freeway location, the county and the city of Anderson actually have more of that than the city of Redding does.
Don't you have one right on the freeway?
We have
down
two.
By the water?
We actually have two right on the water. Three, actually.
And there's enough room for there to put in, like,
and
a,
the
you
other
know,
one
Bass
is
Pro Shop or something?
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah, there is.
And do you think, you've been in politics a long
uh-huh.
time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was talking to people yesterday, and these people have followed what's going on around here.
Yeah.
Nobody really knows what happened in this Costco thing. I mean, you know both sides are making their sides look the best.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
It's got to be somewhere in the middle, I would think. But, I mean... The fact is that they had some kind of agreement that Costco was supposed to have signed with the city a year ago, to April 2015, mm-hmm. which was never done. It's some kind of development.
Because the city didn't follow through on their part of it. You know, I can put
then,
a lot
but
of...
But then Levinson...
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like Levinson wants the taxpayers to pay for all of the money he's going to spend.
Exactly.
And then he takes and he reaps the profits from this.
Yes.
So I don't think that's fair.
You know, I would say that probably the biggest thing that we keep popping up with, and this is, you've heard me expand on this for many, many years, and many times, because the attitude of the county and the city of Redding has never been one of, how can I help you be successful? Their attitude is, well, you want to build something, you're at our mercy, and we'll get to you when we get to you. And I have to tell you, I have sat here for over 30 years now and watched major projects come and go, applications that should have been processed in a year, 2 years, take 3 and 4 and 5 years, and it just happens. And until we get a turnaround of attitude in those departments at the county and the city of Redding, these things are going to continue to happen.
Well,
that's my opinion.
Well, the new guy,
and I certainly think it's been borne out.
The new guy at the city of Redding, we've had him on here.
Mm-hmm. He they like, talk a great story.
He seems like he's got like a
yeah.
real idea to make things happen. Of course, he's got to change a culture.
He absolutely
that's been
does
here for decades.
That's exactly right.
But I would think that Kurt Starman, and I'm going to ask Kurt. Kurt, come on, Kurt. You've got to be able to,
they all talk a good game. They all talk a good game.
But they always blame it on the other side. Walt McNeil.
Absolutely.
Walt McNeil, who, by the way, you know,
works for the Record Searchlight.
But he's also worked for the association I've been with, too. And I tell you, as soon as Walt gets into it, automatically the city hackles come up and they get angry. And I think part of it, as does the county, because Walt McNeil.
We went through that with Anselmo Vineyards.
There you go. But as soon as Walt gets into it, it's like you know, everything stops.
I
need to get Walt on too.
You do.
At the same time. But
You used the right word. The combination of the culture that has existed in this community for so long about development and the role that government should play in it. Mm-hmm. Is just not working. Now, I will tell you beyond that, the city of Anderson has a different culture, and they've already got the people in place, and they have a mindset from the city council on up and all the way through the staff that you will do what it needs to make this happen.
Well, okay.
And if they have an issue with a project, they have an inspector on site that day to solve it, get to the bottom of it, get everybody to the same page. It's a different mindset, and they make things happen. That's how they got the Walmart. That's how they've gotten several of the businesses, Shasta Gas Propane
came out there and built, and they're still building up.
Yeah, you got that right.
Hiring more
because they
can.
And because the city and all the departments and the whole culture is how can we make you successful.
Okay. Well, I tell you what. Here's something I want to make really successful, and that's Sleep Number.
That works.
Sleep Number. Hey, you know what? Sleep Number. Rated number one in America by Consumer Reports. Their mattresses are. They're made in the United States. They're guaranteed. You've had one for well over 10 years. And we've had ours for over 2 years, and I can't say enough about it. My Sleep Number setting, by the way, is 90.
Wow, and so that's almost like having a board under your bed. But
I'm standing up straight here. Yeah. And all
I'm still at 55.
And Linda's Sleep Number setting is 40, but when I saw her this morning, she was very happy at that Sleep Number setting.
Sleeping like a log.
And, of course, though, the Elk Killer's on my side. So Elk Killer most like that more firmer mattress in that. So, anyway.
One other thing I want to talk about, because this is a big deal with women, is sheets. The sheets and the accoutrements that go with Sleep Number products are far and above anything you can buy anyplace else.
Really?
They fit. The bottom sheet fits. Uh-huh. And that's huge to a lot of women we do everything besides stretch elastic across underneath them to keep that fitted sheet.
It does work.
They're great.
Well, right now is the time. If you're going to buy a Sleep Number, you should do it now. You'll find Sleep Numbers only at Sleep Number stores, of course. Come in during their Ultimate Sleep Number event, which is going on right now, and you can save 50% on a limited edition bed. Somebody asked me again the other day, are they that good?
Yeah. They are.
They are that good. They are that good. Plus, the Queen C2 mattresses are now all on sale for under $600.
Amazing.
It is. And you know what? You head to Target Shopping Center, go over and see Brian and Janice at the Sleep Number store. They're going to show you just how good a Sleep Number bed is. Yes. Go down and look at it. Tell them you heard it here, Carl and Trish and Linda, but not, of course, all at the same time. Talking about Sleep Number, what a great bet it is. Hey, we'll be right back after these messages. It's 19 minutes after 7. We're running a little bit late today, but we got into it with Costco. We'll be right back.
And the way the sunlight plays upon her head.
A pretty girl can make young men look foolish. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. We had just repaired Julia's car, and she said, I don't know anything about cars. Could a friend inspect it for me? About that time, three young men arrived. Of course, their individual goal was to impress her by finding something wrong with the repair. The first guy said, there is a blemish in the fender. This is not acceptable. Yes, I see, I said. The second said, the quarter panel is wavy. This also is not acceptable. Yes, I agreed. The third scolded me. If you look closely, you will see this door is perfect. This door should be the standard for the entire vehicle. I agreed, and they were surprised. We walked back to the waiting room. Julia smiled at us. I said, well, we looked it all over, and we all agreed. The door we repaired is perfect. Right, guys? Yes, someone replied. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
It's that time of year again for the Redding Gun Show, this March 5th and 6th at the Holiday Inn Convention Center. Saturday hours are from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Sunday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. This is the gun show of the year, jam-packed with handguns, shotguns, rifles, ammunition, and, of course, reloading supplies. The Redding Gun Show this March 5th and 6th at the Holiday Inn Convention Center.
Obtaining a home loan is easier than ever with your local hometown mortgage officer, Megastar Financial. Hi, I'm John Whitmarsh, and I promise to make your home purchase or refinance a smooth experience without headache or hassle. I offer competitive rates for conventional home loans, home improvement, FHA, VA, and USDA loans. So talk to me today, John Whitmarsh with Megastar Financial, because our home is right here, and I want to help you with yours. Call me at 530-945-9660 or find me at MegastarFinancial.com.
Megastar is an equal housing lender, MLS ID 3043.
Getting old is never easy. Imagine what it must be like for an older animal to lose their home and be left in a kennel wondering if you'll ever know love and companionship again. At Haven Humane, older animals are hard to place but have so much to offer. If you crave unconditional love, check out the older animals and remember PAL's Fund is available to supplement the cost if you lack the funds to adopt a loving companion. PAL was an amazing deaf Dalmatian that lived the life we would wish for all of our animals. Haven continues to accept donations to PAL's Fund and continue PAL's legacy.
Uncle Bob, where did Mount Shasta spring water come from? Well, you see, we get wrung out of the clouds as we pass over the top of Mount Shasta. Then we become part of huge glaciers. Then we flow through miles of volcanic rocks. Then we pop out of a spring at the base of Mount Shasta. Uncle Bob, where did I come from? You'll have to ask your parents about that one.
Pure and simple, naturally the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
For free delivery and setup, call 1-800-922-6227. Or go to MountShastaSpringWater.com.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark.
Good morning.
Linda has On the Spot with Linda Bott tonight at 6 p.m. Lots of guests and probably giving away things. This portion of the show is brought to you by Properties by Merit. You know, a great real estate office right here in town. And this week, John... Scaife is our spotlighted realtor, very professional. He's got commercial and, of course, residential experience. He prides himself on finding that home at the right price for his clients in Properties by Merit. Check out his website at pbmerit.com or give him a call, 338-2112. John Scaife and Properties by Merit. Okay. Yeah, there's a lot of, you know, we have a lot of real estate firms.
Well, we do, and it's my understanding that real estate is doing really good right now.
Well, you know, they're saying it's going up 14% a year. You know, like
properties
a lot of people,
are moving, and
well,
there's
I mean,
not much of an inventory.
Yeah.
It seems like now would be a good time to sell your house if you were interested in doing it.
If you do, you get an appraiser. Now, I just want to throw out this: we had our house appraised. We're refinancing it. And because we're going through using the VA through I'm going to talk about it after we're finished because it's really important that people know about this, especially veterans that know that have the opportunity to use their VA for buying a house and what it can do for you. But I want to finish it all first and then bring in the guy to show what how it works. And, you know, it doesn't cost you anything. That's the best thing. And you can save lots of money. And part of it goes back to our veterans community right here in town. All right. So that's why I got involved with that. I have nothing else to do with it. I mean, it's not like I work for the company or anything like that. It's just I think it could be a good deal for our veterans. But appraisers, there is such a difference in appraisers. And now, since after what happened after that, after the huge fiasco in 2007 when so much property went under because there's new rules.
Yes.
There's new rules for appraisers because it used to be a real estate person could ask for a certain appraiser. Hey, you know, and then that appraiser starts working with a realtor and a mortgage company. One's loaning money, and that house all of a sudden is worth $200,000 more than it, you know, than it was, and all this. So they've changed those rules that, you know, you can't you can, realtors and mortgage companies
get
can,
who
and,
you get.
And, you get who you get. But there's a huge difference. Now, they made changes for appraisers back when all this was going on. I didn't know this. At least in California, you have to have a college degree. A college degree. And that knocked a lot of them out.
Mm-hmm.
You also have to go through a 9-month school. And the hardest part is you have to be working like a journeyman and you're another appraiser. And that's tough because that means if your appraiser is bringing you in, then he's now got somebody that's going to be appraising. But you can make really good money as an appraiser. And it's, I mean, and like I said, you're trained in it, journeyman, college degree, and they make their own appraisals. I mean, you can beg them on, you know, give them cookies and all these other things, but they're just, you know, they're going to give the appraisal.
And the difference between what one appraiser will appraise something for and what another appraiser will appraise it for is sometimes incredibly, I mean,
$65,000.
Big difference.
$75,000 in the case of, we have one guy, and I'm not going to mention names, but this thing is one of the things that I respect this company for, is because we had this appraiser come in, and he's a VA appraiser. There's very few of those. I mean, there's only very few of them. There's only, you know, like three of them in the whole area. He comes down. He walks through my house with his brother. Get this. His brother. They walk through the house, walk outside, and I said, well, when you come back in, we can talk about, you know, different things that are new in the house. Okay. And he walks outside. 10 minutes go by. I think, gosh, he's really out there. 10 minutes go by. I walk outside, he's gone, the gate's open, and they'd left. And I call him, I said, where are you? He goes, well, it's pretty hot. And they left. They hit us with an appraisal that was so low, it was lower than any other time, even during the dregs of 2008 and 2009.
Which, there goes your refi. I mean,
so there goes your refi. And it's like, and so I call up, and I said, what the heck is this? And they'd said, well, we've heard these things. But it turns out there's like 50 or 60 complaints about this guy at the VA. And I called the VA and said, what the heck's going on? This guy has all these complaints and all this. I wrote a letter, and they said, well, okay, you know, you're right, and, you know, blah, blah, blah. But they let the appraisal stand. Well, now all these other companies in town who had been hammered by this guy, you know, who had been screwed, in the people, especially veterans being, he's not even a veteran, getting screwed by these guys, they all got, you know, they went and sent it back in. So now they said, okay, you can have another appraisal. So the difference from that first appraisal and the other appraisal was like $70,000.
Wow.
That, I mean, that's a lot of money.
And it makes
over the
difference.
Same, and this
between
guy,
it makes sense
this
to do
guy
it or
comes
whatever,
in,
yeah.
Yeah, this guy comes in. He spends an hour. He goes around the whole house. He looks underneath it. He takes measurements, photos, everything. And then, you know, I said, okay, this is pretty fair appraisal. You know, I mean, our house is hard to appraise because we're in a nice house in a neighborhood that's got, you know, eclectic, you might see an eclectic group of houses in it. Anyway.
Yeah, your house is somewhat overbuilt, as mine is,
and
for
the
area.
Old houses
I'm in.
Are tricky.
Yeah,
they are. If you get past 30, 40 years old, and then as old as yours is, you're talking.
And especially
really
in the neighborhoods,
Absolutely.
They have to do like a 5-mile circle around you to get comparisons.
I mean, you just got the Jules Verne heating system taken out, so.
Yeah, well, that's true. Wow. I said, hey, did you notice this? New air conditioning heating system?
Yeah.
Anyway.
No, I understand what you're saying. I would hate to have mine appraised right now because I'm certain I'm so overbuilt for my area that it's ridiculous.
Well, anyway. Okay, so you think Costco's got a good chance of heading down to Anderson then, huh?
I think there's an opportunity there, and certainly we're not going to let any grass grow under our feet to make sure that we turn over every stone to see what that can happen. Absolutely no reason in the world why the community of Shasta County would not be served every bit as well by having that store in Anderson as it is. Clear up on Oasis, because that's kind of out of your
I don't
reach
understand.
Too.
I still don't understand why it was ever going to be Oasis anyway, because the only thing you have north of you is city of Shasta Lake. I mean, it's not going to grow out there.
Well, it may in time, but certainly it didn't make a lot of sense to a lot of people. And again, you're talking 10 miles to Anderson or 10 miles to Oasis. So it, you know, doesn't matter.
They got a nice intersection out of the deal.
Yeah. I wonder if the people out there that live up in that Tierra Oaks area are happy now. Or
maybe. Gold Hills.
The Gold Hills, I mean. Yeah.
Gold Hills,
yeah,
they're probably ecstatic.
They're very happy because they have their stuff and they...
But the other business owners that surround that area are not, because they've been waiting for years for their property to be worth more than it was with that whole process up there. So I'm just going to just finally say, I mean, as a wrap up on that any kind of a transaction that has to do with land development should not, for any reason, take that long. Yeah. Time is money.
Oh,
and when you can't get anything done and months go by, between conversations of the principals, something's wrong.
I'm hearing things. Anyway, hey, we got to take a break here at 7:30. I'm here with Trish Clark and, of course, Bad Bob. And we have the symphony is
the Shasta Symphony.
The Shasta Symphony is coming in right after the 7:30 break to tell us what they're doing. And then that'll leave us another 15 minutes to talk about what's going on in the political world. Because we have this soundbite of Hillary barking. I just don't even know what to do. I don't even know if I should even play that.
I think
7:30 in the morning here at KCNR 1460, 49 degrees, going up 57. It's raining outside right now. I think it's going to be clearing up. We're going to have a nice weekend, though. Semi-nice weekend. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Hi, I'm John Scape, owner of Properties by Merit. We specialize both in residential and commercial real estate. Whether you're looking to buy or sell, call us today at 338-2112. At Properties by Merit, we help your real estate dreams become reality. Visit our website at pbmerit.com or call today, 338-2112.
Properties by Merit is California Corporation licensed by the California Bureau of Real Estate. California BRE license number 01945816.
Get ready for Charlie Musselwhite and the North Mississippi All-Stars to burn up the stage at the Cascade Theater in February. Charlie Musselwhite is a legendary harmonica player and band leader, a Blues Music Hall of Famer, and he's teaming up with the North Mississippi All-Stars for a double bill Saturday, February 20th. Don't miss it. Charlie Musselwhite and the North Mississippi All-Stars. Get tickets today at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
Everyone wants to get rich. Your chances just got better at Wind River Resort and Casino with more chances to win. Play our Cupid's Prize Wheel chance to win $150,000 promotion. Swipe your free River Club card and you could win free slot play, free entries and prizes. Plus, earn entries all month long to increase your chances to be a contestant in our Cupid's Prize Wheel drawing on Mondays and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Three contestants go head-to-head to be an automatic contestant on Fridays for a chance to win $150,000 in our jackpot spins drawings
at 7, 8, 9 p.m.
Every 200 points gets you an entry. Double entries on Tuesdays and Thursdays. It's simple. Spin the reels on any slot machine or swipe your free River Club card daily for your chance to win $150,000 in our Cupid's Prize Wheel Swipe to Win promotion.
Spin it
to win it. Remember, more games, more ways to win, more fun. At Wind River Resort and Casino. For official rules and details, log on to windriver.com. It's better at the river.
It's better at the river.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. It is 27 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock here on the 18th of February.
49 degrees.
That's right. Going up 57 a day. Weather report always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call at 365-3793. Our phone lines are 605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning to Sun Gold and Jarhead and Dr. Maria and guest, and more guest. So there. Hey, you know what? We have two things that are going on this weekend that are great. One, Friday, the Veterans Advocate of the Year, an awards banquet. I think I think it may be too late to get tickets here, but you can always ask Dick Fighton at 945-7975. They're having a big gun raffle. It's open to everybody. And they're going to do the Veterans Advocate of the Year Award for a single, not only an individual, but for a group. And that's going to be at Wind River. It's $20. But that's $20 gets you dinner, a sit-down dinner, and dancing, and other things. All that there. Plus, you get a chance to win an MP15, a 9mm, 12-gauge, and a 40 cal, all Smith & Wesson's. All of that there. Veterans Advocate of the Year. This is the 23rd Annual Awards Dinner. And then on the 20th, and this isn't for all you guys, but this is for our woman veterans, at the Veterans Memorial Hall, starts at 9 o'clock, goes to 1400. That's 2 p.m. That's Mickey's little hands on the 2 and his other hands on the 12 for all you Air Force guys.
Yeah, thank you.
They have a no-cost event. It's open to any woman who has served in the military or currently serving. And they have all types of things. They're going to talk about the VA and community resources, learn about veterans' benefits. Give Tammy Walker a call, 953-9940. Or you can give us a call and we can tell you about it too. Or check it out at facebook.com/Women Veterans Alliance. Okay. We're here, of course, with Ron Largent. And Ron's got something that's getting ready to start right now.
Well, we have a special time, Carl, coming up this Friday night. And that is the winter concert for the Shasta Symphony Orchestra. It's Friday night at the Symphony. And it's the first one we've ever done on Friday night. The Shasta Symphony is a locally grown, very, very semi-professional orchestra led by Dr. Twain Corbin, who is a professor at Simpson and an assistant professor at Shasta College. He is absolutely an outstanding conductor, and we have an outstanding orchestra. And with us today, we have the bassoonist, Mr. Dan Matthews. Dan and I have been together, played together for many years, and Dan is clearly the finest bassoonist in the North State, and he is playing the bassoon concerto, and it is absolutely exciting to listen to.
Okay.
It's the first bassoon concerto I've ever heard in my life, if you can imagine that. And then tells me how limited I am. Of course, playing trombone, you know, who's a bassoonist type thing. And but other than that, so
blow.
Dan is here. Dan, it's great to have you on part of the program, and you're going to give us a little toot here in a moment on the bassoon, but it's good to have you.
Hello out there. Yeah, this is Dan.
Hey, so you've been here. How long have you been playing the bassoon?
Going on 50 years, I think.
50 years, wow.
Yeah.
So tell people what the bassoon looks like. If people are going, what's a bassoon look like? You know, as soon as you see it, you know what it is. But if for people out there going, what's a bassoon look like?
Well, it's not an oboe.
Not an oboe.
Oboe is a four-letter word to us, even though they think we're related, we're not. Bassoon has about 8.5 tubing.
Can you just see this? A fight, they're pulling knives on each other, bassoonists and
no,
oboes.
No, we pull bassoons out.
I mean, they're pulling their
hits. Symphonic rivalry.
Oh, my gosh.
That's right. Well, okay. It's front row reeds versus the back row reeds in the symphony. We have clarinets and bassoons in the back and oboes and flutes in the front. And the oboes and flutes, they're nuts, you know. But the bassoons and clarinets, we're the good guys.
You're the class. You're the class of the party.
But okay, the bassoon is the bass woodwind instrument. Uh-huh. It has about 8.5 feet of tubing. Sounds low. We can play high, relatively high. We're not a piccolo, but because of all the tubing, we have a double reed, which means that there's two pieces of cane, or in my case, plastic, vibrating against each other to make this, to start the sound. Sounds like that, which is kind of bizarre.
It comes out a different sound.
A block of ducks just went over.
So now, who do you think would have invented this? I mean, you can kind of understand trumpets and drums and, you know, those kind of things. But, I mean, this is a long piece of tube. It looks like a bamboo.
Well,
it's been
maple.
Folded back.
It's maple wood is
yeah.
what it is.
But, I mean, if you're looking at, okay, you know, but there, and it's beautiful, beautifully polished and obviously made so well. But it just doesn't look like... I mean, it just makes you wonder how somebody came up with this.
Well, that's a good question. Nobody really knows. We're thinking that long about the mid-1600s that the bassoon came about from an instrument called the kirtle or dulcian, which looks an awful lot like a bassoon without what we call the bell, which is that I know I'm motioning here and you can't see it, but the taller part that sticks above the orchestra, kind of like a smokestack of sorts. and where it was sometimes known as the smoking smokestacks in the back of the orchestra.
Boy, there's a lot of, I tell you what, you guys are like really picked on. Did you ever know that, notice that, that, you know, that one parts of the orchestra, they're all sitting here. First of all, they're probably almost all were picked on as kids.
While
they were in high school. And then they go, and then they go into the band and they pick on each other.
So oh,
you've
yeah.
got, you, I mean, you talk about being picked on because you're carrying your oboe.
This one time at band
or your,
camp.
Or your, yeah, your bassoon, you're carrying your bassoon around and people are making fun of you. Oh, I fucking slip my bassoonist. And
yeah.
then you get in to the band itself.
Yeah.
And they pick on you. Oh, you guys are in the back row. Ah.
Well, of course, you can't treat anything more importantly than the trombones and the trumpets.
Exactly.
I mean, that's
yeah.
what makes the noise.
See, you can't even stand there and not get into the argument.
I tell you what, while we're
here.
While we're here and we started a fight between the trombonist and the bassoonist, why don't you play something here so people can actually hear what it's supposed to sound like.
All right.
Because you, from what I understand, are the man when it comes to okay, let us adjust your – where's the sound come from? Okay.
All over.
All right. So about right there is fine, Bob. Adjust the microphone there. So.
Those low notes from Sorcerer's Apprentice.
Is that the Sorcerer's Apprentice? That's right. The brooms are walking.
I wasn't ready for you to stop. I love that.
Keep going. Then we're going to move that microphone back so we can hear you say something.
Oh.
So just play some more, and then you can lean in there and talk.
What can we do?
Come on, you've been playing for 50 years. Make something up.
Whoops, wrong note.
Okay.
Of course.
Wow.
Peter and the Wolf.
Yeah.
You know, Carl and Trish, one thing that our listening audience doesn't really appreciate because you don't notice it, but if you go to a movie these days, oftentimes the orchestra that's accompanying the movie features these unusual woodwind sounds because they can really create the mystery feeling and they create such a wonderful part of the movies, and people don't realize that. But guys like Dan are in the background in the studio's recording, and it's wonderful to hear that sound, and quite frankly, as a trombonist, we sit back there, we marvel at guys like Dan, because it's a very difficult instrument.
Well, yeah. You guys only have one moving part.
Yeah, it's a slide.
It's a slide. I've got 26 of them here.
Okay, here we go into who's better.
Here it goes.
Now we're getting into band fight. Band fight.
The psychology of each different profession is so interesting as you
it
get
really
into
is.
It.
It really is. There's
absolutely.
A lot of differences.
Okay, we've got, we have tickets for this Friday at 7:30 p.m. for... people that want to go to the Shasta College Theater and listen to the Friday night at the Symphony with the Shasta Symphony. And these are for anybody that wants to go. And here you can go free. These are $10 tickets.
Right.
And I've got, how many duos do I have?
Three, but I can get you more.
I have four tickets. So I can give it away twos, or I can give it away as two groups of two, or one group of four. So give us a call at 605-4567 if you want to go to the symphony on this Friday at Shasta College Theater. Sound like, what are some of the things you're going to be playing out there, by the way?
We're going to be doing Dvorak's so-called Eighth Symphony, which was actually his fourth. There's a lot of controversy about the numbering on that symphony. Dvorak's symphonies are absolutely stunning, beautiful works of music done in the late 1800s, I believe. I haven't looked that up. I should have. Wonderful melodies, things you'll be singing and whistling with you for days.
You get
afterwards.
Into your mind and doesn't
it
go away.
In, it won't go away.
Well, and also big brass parts.
Yes. Oh, great.
Trombone
yeah.
and trumpets you will hear.
Not much on the bassoon. You'll hear us, but lots of trombone run. Yeah. you get me laughing. I won't be able to stop. We're also going to do a thing by Charles Ives, which is a modern composer, called the Country Band March. Are you playing in that one, Ron?
No, I don't think.
No, I don't either. He didn't write a bassoon part for that thing.
Oh.
But there is a saxophone part for that thing, which is unusual in our case.
Okay.
Saxophone in there. This thing sounds like the band is rehearsing and making mistakes. But all of it is carefully calculated to sound that way. It's an amazing work. And then the solo piece that I'm doing is by Saint-Saëns, Bassoon Sonata, and it was composed in 1921. In fact, Saint-Saëns, Camille Saint-Saëns, wrote this thing in the very last year of his life. He was 85, which is incredible to me that people lived that long back then. But anyway, he wrote these things because we didn't get solo pieces very often, so he wrote one for oboe, clarinet, and bassoon, I think. And,
okay.
Neat pieces of music.
All this is going to be this Friday at 7:30 at Shasta College. We've given away two tickets. We've still got two more we can give away before tomorrow if you want to go to the symphony. Shasta Symphony, and it's going to be led by Dr. Dwayne Corbin, who's the conductor out there, professor at Simpson University in Shasta College. Of course, Ron Largent, who has got his own show here on Saturdays at our great station here.
And involved in how many bands?
Well, about four right now. But I want to mention that Dr. Corbin puts together such a wonderful program. They're family-oriented. They're fun programs.
So how long?
It's about an hour. About an hour.
Okay.
Friday night at the Symphony at Simpson at the Shasta College.
You're going to have a great time. Super. Okay. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back after these messages. It's a quarter to eight right here at KCNR Free Fire Radio. 49 degrees going up to 57 today. We got rain, and it's going to be clearing up this weekend, though. We'll be right back.
While most of Shasta County still has hours before their day begins, the bakery staff at Orchard Nutrition Center is wide awake and beginning their day. Each morning they arise well before the dawn to start about their task of creating fresh, wholesome, nutritious baked items. Why do we do what we do? Sabrina, the Orchard Nutrition Center bakery manager, has been the culinary heartbeat of the bakery department since 2003. Sabrina, along with bakery clerk Kathleen, used the freshest ingredients available to create a variety of freshly baked breads, muffins, cookies, scones, and an abundance of baked gluten-free and vegan items every day. Great detail is taken to ensure that every item meets the strict Orchard Nutrition Center guidelines for taste, nutrition, and freshness. At Orchard Nutrition Center, our staff is like family, and our customers are our friends who come back again and again because we truly believe we're all in this together. We love seeing the smiles on our customers' faces. So when people ask, why do we do what we do? That's why. Orchard Nutrition Center, your friendly local Whole Foods store.
Hi, this is Sue Blake from Powerhouse Solar. Like most people, you are probably considering how you're going to reduce your household expenses and make those dollars stretch a little further. At Powerhouse Solar, we specialize in helping people find peace in the chaos. By lowering their electric bills through solar energy, we put them back in control and help them save money. We design solar systems that lower your energy bills, give you a manageable monthly payment you can count on, and avoid the electric rate increases. If you want energy independence with a battery backup system, we do that too. Getting solar installed on your home or business is a smart way to combat rising energy bills, and choosing the superior quality of SunPower Solar is equally important. Powerhouse Solar, we're a premier dealer for SunPower. We choose to partner with SunPower because they are the strongest American solar manufacturing company with the best warranty and the most efficient solar panel in the world. Call Powerhouse Solar today at 275-5600 or learn more at powerhousesolar.com.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts, with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
American woman, gonna mess your mind. American woman, gonna mess your mind.
Oh,
Welcome back.
I cracked myself up.
Bob puts these things together in like about a minute and a half. Now, of course, it was American Woman, and then the sound in the background was Hillary barking. You know, Hillary was barking at... why was Hillary barking? I'm looking at her on the TV. I mean, I'm looking at her on the video, but she's barking. Why is she barking? I mean...
I've listened to that for the last 3 days. I don't know what the context was. Why was she barking?
I'm not sure. It was something about, I think it was about, well, we ought to have a little dog follow people around.
She was mocking. It was every time a Republican tells a lie, a dog barks or something like that.
Oh. I thought it was that she was just chasing other women away from Bill.
Running behind a car? I'm not exactly sure.
Okay, anyway.
Wow.
I'm sorry. We shouldn't do that. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, a better-known business with Espresso Joe's and a group of people that work at Tobacco and Brew. They're just outstanding. The Tobacco and Brew cuties, they're really nice people there. Veterans get discounts at Espresso Joe's in Tobacco and Brew and walk next door for any type of tobacco accessory you could possibly want and a walk-in humidor that's just excellent. Really, really a great place. Again, a veteran-owned business that does a lot for our community. Tobacco and Brew, open 7 days a week, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Okay, the latest here is, you know, I'm first, what are you thinking about Apple is fighting the government on opening up their cryptology to a back door so they can go in. And, of course, it's one of these things that starts out that, hey, we want to look at the terrorists that, you know, in San Bernardino that killed all those people. We know that they've been in contact with people, or we think they have, but we can't get into their iPhone. Here, Apple, break into it for us. And Apple says, no. Nope, we can't do that because it's more than just that one phone. Just one more thing. Let me throw it out here. Is that they said if we open it up here, then China and every other country can come in and say, hey, we need to be able to do that too.
Oh, not only that, I'm just going to go right into how much we all trust our government. And do we for any reason believe that if, in fact, the United States government, as it's made up right now with those people in charge, are not going to take that and do something else with it after they get done looking at that phone?
Okay.
Yeah, well, and a caller called in yesterday very upset saying, yeah. Well, it requires a court order. Yes, now it does. But this is an ability that the East German Stasi would have just absolutely loved to have.
When you think about it, you know, and I'm sitting here thinking, gosh, you know what? These are terrorists. And see, here's the point. It starts out with, these are terrorists that killed 14 people and they may be involved with other terrorist cells in our state.
Yeah.
In our state. Maybe there's like six other groups out there of one or two people that are getting ready to launch. Of course you want to know who they are. You want to know who that is. And that's a great reason. But then you think about the point is everything starts off as a good reason. The Endangered Species Act, saving those cute little otters out in the ocean when indeed it's pieces of grass in your backyard that ends up impacting on you. I mean, the law of unintended consequences is, and then it goes back again to trust of the government.
And that's my bottom line. You know, if there was anybody involved in the government at this point that I thought you could really trust and enable just that one person to you know, maybe, I mean, there used to be ways that we could get around, you had to take three keys to open up a lockbox and didn't know where the others were and those kinds of things. We're so far past that now. You open up that technology and within a week, everybody's got it.
Well, let me ask you a question.
For all kinds of things, Bob, against us.
Yeah, Bob, you're a tech guy. Mm-hmm. All right, so they give them that phone. The FBI gives Apple that phone.
Mm-hmm.
They put an FBI agent there who doesn't, you know, he's not a tech guy, just to make sure they have the chain of custody. And they go, not that they need it anymore, but let's just say they do. And then Apple itself goes into it, breaks it open, gets the information, hands it to them. The only people that know how to do it are the Apple people who build it anyway. Can they do that?
In theory, yes, but on the other hand, there were only a very limited number of people who knew how to make a hydrogen bomb. Then along came the Rosenbergs.
Okay,
there you
see,
go. But
it goes back to that. But it would seem to me if Apple puts it in their own labs and opens it themselves and then closes it, nobody else is ever going to know because Apple's the one that built it to begin with.
They maintain they don't have the technology they have to develop to do this.
Oh, is that it? That they, yeah, that they can't crack
they
it?
Cannot, Apple themselves cannot crack the code. And the... See... It could only be done
I don't believe
by
that.
Updating the
That's
software.
That's what they're saying.
Okay, the way
no,
it works.
I don't believe that. I believe that. I cannot believe. I don't believe that. I believe that Apple probably has a way.
Did you ever read Steve Jobs' book?
No.
If you had read the book,
about,
you would believe
I was thinking
it.
About watching the movie, though.
Yeah. So the passcode passcode works on four digits, so there's only 10,000 possible combinations. However, the new software... If you enter the wrong passcode 10 times, the phone automatically wipes itself clean.
Yep. That's scary, too, for me. I've got thumbprints and numbers, okay, in the thumbprint. Don't even get me started on thumbs. You know, you have a taco. That thing doesn't work after that.
And you know what? That's interesting because the thumbprint, for whatever reason, I've had to actually wipe it out and change it about 3 times on my iPad. Not on my iPhone. But for whatever reason, after a week or so, the thumbprint will not work.
Yeah. How about simply unlocking the phone and it has to be done with a court order like they have now for your phone?
Well, let's talk about the courts.
Well, the other thing is the court, but if the court could tell me unlock your phone and give it to the police,
right?
Well, I could say no.
Yeah. Well,
you
figure it out. Of course, that nothing ever changes in the legal system, and that another Patriot Act on steroids doesn't come through saying you have no personal rights.
Well, see, here's the thing
given the circumstances we're at right now.
Well,
I have a lot of confidence in the courts as they're going to be made up.
Speaking of courts, can you believe that President Obama, changing the subject here, can you believe President Obama is not going to show up for the Justice Scalise's funeral? And why do you think that is? Do you think it's because, one, he doesn't feel like he'd be welcome? Or two, that it would take away from Scalise's funeral itself? Or three, he just really doesn't care. He'd rather play golf.
He'd rather spit at conservatives. Sorry.
He is arrogant, and it's a slap in the face about how unimportant anything is in his world besides what he wants to do. He reeks of arrogance. He absolutely, he shows up with his open collar in places he shouldn't be. I mean, he's announcing this. He takes time out of his golf game to talk about Scalia. I mean, this man, he has no, and he's not even making any pretense now. I mean, he's past giving caring what we think about him.
You think he's going to nominate himself for the Supreme Court?
He may. He may. Or maybe his wife.
I think she's got to be a lawyer.
She was a lawyer.
Oh. How about Hillary Clinton?
There you go.
There you go.
How about
nominate
Bill?
Hillary.
How about Bill?
Bill Clinton as a Supreme Court justice.
Why not? All attorneys.
Because he's got a felony against him.
Wiped out.
No, it's not.
Oh.
Well, he could pardon him, I guess.
Yes, he could pardon him. I would not put anything back past the current president and or the sheep who follow him, regardless of what he does, what he says, where he goes, the people who just simply immediately pop up and say, he spent 7 years trying to clean up the mess that was left for him, and they believe it, it's in their brain, and they'll never go any other way.
Speaking of sheep, do you believe that Scalia was murdered?
You know, I happened to actually listen to Doc Savage last night. Do you ever listen to Michael Savage?
No, he's on another station.
I'm sorry. He got way into that, and if you're into conspiracy theory at all, oh my gosh, almighty!
I listened to Mark Levin, who is much brighter than Michael Savage.
And does he believe it?
No, I don't think he does.
No.
And Mark Levin is like
again,
this.
You know what?
You know what? Here we go into the conspiracy theories. And, you know, the whole thing, it's like the birther thing with Obama. People spend so much time, energy, and, effort. It's a distraction. It's a distraction from the main thing. And while you're looking at these distractions, Obamacare passes.
Pay no attention to the man behind the curtain.
And that's exactly right. And
Eric Holder. That's what's coming out of the chat room.
Oh, for the judge position? And here's the problem, ladies and gentlemen. That wonderful majority that we fought so hard to get in there to try to slow this whole thing down is folding like an Arab's tent as we speak. They're all coming up with reasons why they can't block this nomination because it'll hurt our election.
I can think of a lot of reasons to do it. Anyway, hey, we're going to be right back. We're going to be with Chris Sinog. Navy SEAL. And we're going to be talking to him about mindsets and how to fight. Well, you know, part of this is terrorism. Well, we'll be right back.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew. The White House believes it is on solid ground when it comes to the political battle over the Supreme Court vacancy. More from correspondent Greg Clugston.
When it comes to nominating a justice to the Supreme Court, White House Press Secretary Josh Earnest says the U.S. Constitution is clear about the duties of the President and the Senate. The
Constitution of the United States doesn't include any specific exceptions for an election year.
Some Republicans argue that the next president, not Mr. Obama, should fill the court's vacancy. But Earnest says there should be no debate.
The president is here to do his job. And the Senate should do theirs.
Greg Clugston, The White House.
News that President Obama will visit Cuba next month is not sitting well with some Americans, especially those who have been opposed to normalizing ties with the communist country. Congresswoman Ileana Ross-Leighton, a Florida Republican who was born in Cuba, calls the visit absolutely shameful. Republican presidential candidate Ted Cruz says the president should not visit Cuba while the Castro family remains in power. Iraq plans to shrink its paramilitary forces because money is tight and it's all tied to oil prices.
The Popular Mobilization Forces, an umbrella group made up predominantly of Shiite militias, say that around 30% of Iraq's 130,000 paramilitary fighters are expected to be laid off. The reason given is that the government's budget has been squeezed by falling oil prices. Shiite militias have played a key role in battling militants, particularly following the virtual collapse of Iraq's army in 2014.
That's Charles De La Desma reporting. The number of those seeking unemployment benefits at its lowest level since November. It's evidence that stock market turmoil and slow growth overseas have not caused U.S. businesses to cut jobs, at least so far. Stocks have been edging mostly lower in early trading on Wall Street after some disappointing quarterly results. Walmart stores led the Dow Jones Industrial Average lower with a 5% decline after the giant retailer cut its revenue forecast. More of these stories at townhall.com.
Why do I support Ted Cruz? Because I trust Ted Cruz.
Trust is everything.
You know, everyone here talks about the need to take on Washington. The natural next question is who actually has done so.
He really represents the people. He represents me.
He actually went to Washington, D.C. and did what he told the voters he was going to do.
Who actually has stood up not just to Democrats, but to leaders in our own party.
He's not afraid to say the honest truth, even from the Senate floor, even if it's unpopular.
When millions of Americans rose up against Obamacare, I was proud to lead that fight.
He has been consistent on every issue.
When millions of Americans rose up against Planned Parenthood, I was proud to lead that fight.
I feel as though he is a man of conviction.
I think he's what this country needs.
When I tell you I'm going to do something, I'm going to do exactly what I said I would do.
Paid for by Keep the Promise One and not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. KeepThePromiseOne.com. Keep the Promise One is responsible for the content of this advertising.
A Texas congressman has introduced legislation to allow people with concealed carry permits to have guns in schools nationwide.
Randy Weber says it's time for Congress to act to keep children safe. His bill would allow virtually anyone not prohibited by state law from carrying a concealed firearm to carry that weapon in a school zone and use it for self-defense. So far, 11 of the bill's 19 co-sponsors are from Texas, which now allows those with concealed weapons permits to openly carry them.
This correspondent Wally Hines reporting. IBM is paying $2.6 billion to buy Truven Health Analytics and bolster the healthcare capabilities of its Watson Cognitive Computing System. Watson uses machine learning and natural language skills to analyze and find trends in data from a wide variety of sources. The company expects a deal to close later this year. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew. Michigan Governor Rick Snyder is giving newly hired outside engineers a month to find Flint's underground lead water pipes that are contaminating the city's drinking water supply. The governor says his ultimate goal is to replace the old pipes, but the state-funded study is needed to locate them and prioritize which ones need to be removed first. Federal regulators say corrosion on the outside of an oil pipeline was a cause of a major crude oil spill on the Santa Barbara coast last year. More details from correspondent Jeremy House.
The Pipeline and Hazardous Material Safety Administration says the May 19th spill occurred in a 2-foot section of pipe after pumps were shut down and restarted. The amount of oil moving through the pipe surged and pressure increased when the pump was restarted.
That's correspondent Jeremy House. The spill fouled miles of coastline and tar balls from the oil washed up on beaches more than 100 miles away on the Los Angeles coastline as well. More of these stories from townhall.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. Good morning, everybody. It is 6 minutes after 8 o'clock here on the 18th of February, 2016. Phone lines here, 605-4567. We're streaming live throughout the world on KCNR1460.com. Linda will be back tonight at 6 p.m. for On the Spot with Linda Bott. Trish, good morning.
Good morning. It's 49 degrees in downtown Reading on this great Thursday morning. And it's raining, and we're looking for a high of 57, a low of 46. Rain tonight, heavy rain on Friday with a high of 56 and a low of 41, tapering off to a chance of showers and then slight chance of showers through Friday evening. On Saturday, we're looking for partly sunny and partly sunny and partly cloudy all the way through the weekend with the highs in around 62. The weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. It's locally and veteran-owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
This portion of the show brought to you by friends over at Bastiani Arms. John Bastiani started this business 7 years ago at 2539 Larkspur and has been a huge success there. It's locally owned, locally operated. Veterans always get discounts at Bastiani Arms, whether you're looking for a long gun or a pistol. He's there. They've got classes on CCW and hunter safety. And any type of shooting accessory you could possibly want there at Bastiani Arms at very, very fair prices. Give him a chance to compete with the big box stores. And again, locally owned, locally operated, and great, great discounts for veterans. Bastiani Arms. Our guest on the line today is Chris Synog. And Chris is a retired SEAL who is, when you hear the term SEAL, it connotates a certain persona and all this. You know, everybody reads them, you know, watches movies and everything. But, I don't know Chris personally, and I'm hoping to use this hour that we get to know him a little bit better. But I think Chris goes beyond that. He's a master firearms instructor and a neural pathway training expert. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning. How you doing?
I'm fine, Chris. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Good morning, Chris.
Trish is with me here today, too. Tell us a little bit about Chris Synog.
Chris Synog is awesome.
Okay.
I love it.
All right. He is a SEAL. He is a SEAL. I can tell you that right now.
I was in the Navy for 20 years as a Navy SEAL. And during that time, I was the lead sniper instructor. I spent a lot of time in instruction, becoming a master training specialist, and by the time I left the Navy, I had written the curriculum that's used to teach the SEAL Sniper course. So, long story short, I came back from my last deployment I did as a Navy SEAL, and my oldest son, who was four at the time, didn't know who I was, and he wouldn't eat for like 2 weeks, and we were trying to get him to eat and couldn't figure out what was going on with him. And he finally ended up telling me, he said, if I eat, I'll grow up. If I grow up, I'll become a daddy. And if I become a daddy, I'll have to leave my family.
Whoa.
Yeah. At 4 years old, him telling me that, the very next day I went in and submitted my retirement papers. And I ended up retiring just after 20 years of service. Since that time, I started a company called Center Mass Group, where I was teaching law enforcement and civilians how to, shoot. And I used the techniques that I used to teach other SEALs, which really involved a lot of time spent going to the range and shooting a lot of ammunition. When we were in the SEAL teams, we had basically unlimited time and unlimited amounts of ammunition to train. And I quickly realized that people outside of the SEAL teams, even other military units and law enforcement units don't have that much time or the budget to train that way. So what I did is I had to come up with a new system to be able to teach people quickly, when they have time. I realized too, now that my job wasn't to you know, get paid to shoot, it was hard for me. You know, I was going to soccer games and, you know, doing all that normal parent stuff, and I didn't have time. So what I did was I researched all the other kind of skilled disciplines, sports, musicians, and found out how they train to get where they are, to, you know, that elite status quickly. And I developed the new rules of marksmanship, which is a, you know, it's a different way to teach people how to shoot than has been taught since people started teaching shooting. And since that time, I've actually moved all my training online because I found I can actually train people faster and easier through videos and through interactive coaching, where people will send me videos and I can annotate on the videos and make corrections there. A lot faster than I can by even me taking people to the range and training. So
Chris,
that's kind of where
Chris,
I'm at right now.
Yeah, well, Chris, you know, we and I got the the way that I usually get a guest, or the way that, I have guests that come on, is something that comes from a publicist and that I come across. And, you know, most of the time I just let it go. The reason I like this was I said, well, I tell you what, before I say yes on this, send me a book that he's written. And when I read the book, I said, you know, this is a completely different mindset. You know, I was in the Marines for 30 years, did a lot of shooting and recon and this. But then I also teach as an NRA instructor. But looking at how you teach here, I mean, a lot of the things are similar, of course. But the parts that I really, really thought was, that stood out was mindset. And the fact is that how you can become, how you can train yourself and become very, you know, very adept without ever even going to the range, which I thought was, you know, I thought was an important thing for people, because we tell people that, but you bring it out really well. When you say you can, you know, that how you can help achieve perfection, that's the other thing too. You know, it's achieving perfection and, you know, mastery and perfection. That most people say, you know, the two words that are really scary, good enough.
Mm-hmm.
But you teach perfection, and you can achieve it.
Yeah, you know, you can achieve it. Anybody can achieve it. And here's, you know, the biggest problem I see with any training program, whether it be with firearms or anything you want to learn, is people really don't have a purpose for why they want to practice. But once you have a purpose, you will do whatever it takes to learn whatever skill it is. And when I talk about firearms training, you know, I always give the example of, if you want to learn to shoot because you want to, say, you know, look cool on the range, or, you know, impress your buddies and, you know, shoot holes in bullseyes, you're not going to get up early to train every day. You know, like I teach people that, you know, you learn at home and you confirm at the range. But you're going to hit the snooze button, you know, every time. But if the reason you're training is for the love of your family, because you want to, you know, you need to protect them, and it's your job to protect your family, so you need to get better at, you know, being proficient with a firearm so you can be with your family because, you know, you love them. That's your purpose. Then you're going to get up early. You're not even going to need an alarm clock. You're going to get up and do the training you need to do, because you have a purpose for training, and that's really important.
You know, Chris, we're going to take a quick break here, and when we come back, I want to talk about that. You know, because you've got, you know the four P's. You've got talks about the loops and how you train. The things about it is, in this book, quotes by Einstein, or in a book about shooting. I mean, this is the kind of thing. You know, when I told Chris or Trish, I said, it's more than this. I mean, you know, that it's a mindset and it's a life. But, you know, it doesn't mean you live as a monk. It's a type of lifestyle that a person, if they adopt or adapt to, they can, you know, it's going to make their life better in a lot of different ways. It just is, the fact is, part of it is shooting, you know. And, I mean, you're talking about Zen. But I know a lot of people, you know, Chris, like, you know, I talk to people, you know, almost jokingly, it was about becoming one with the gun. But after reading your book, I'm thinking, okay, you know, maybe it is like that. Anyway, Chris Synog is our guest. Former Navy SEAL, he's a Navy SEAL firearms instructor, wrote the procedures on how to train the SEALs and is training people right now on how to shoot like SEALs and how to protect themselves, and that's a big thing. So we'll be right back after these messages. Carl Bott and Trish Clark. It's 8:15 in the morning here on the 18th of February. 49 degrees out there, going up to 57. A little rain out there. Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call, 365-3793.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
In the 40s, Reading Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Reading Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have they. Through the decades, they've served Reading with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism they'd expect for their own families. When you need to get to or from the airport or the train station, perhaps, Reading Yellow Cab is there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Reading Yellow Cab at 222-1234.
Get ready for Charlie Musselwhite and the North Mississippi All-Stars to burn up the stage at the Cascade Theater in February. Charlie Musselwhite is a legendary harmonica player and band leader, a Blues Music Hall of Famer, and he's teaming up with the North Mississippi All-Stars for a double bill Saturday, February 20th. Don't miss it. Charlie Musselwhite and the North Mississippi All-Stars. Get tickets today at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
The new year is here, and the guys from Shasta Lake Floors have just got back from visiting flooring manufacturers from around the world, keeping up with the newest technology in floor covering. Several years ago, Shasta Lake Floors introduced Smart Strand Trixta, the most stain-resistant carpet in the industry. This year, we have discovered innovations in hardwood floors with scratch resistance like never before. Having been in the flooring business for over 40 years, we understand the importance of service and product knowledge. You have our word that Shasta Lake Floors will always offer products and service best suited to your needs, whether it be Smart Strand, the bleach-resistant carpet, luxurious Karastan carpets, or hardwood and tiles of excellent quality. Shasta Lake Floors offers the best products installed by the area's best trained technicians. Being the only Mohawk Color Center elite dealer and the largest wholesale flooring dealer, Shasta Lake Floors can guarantee the lowest price on even the most luxurious floor covering. Eight-time winner of Best in the North State, Shasta Lake Floors is the place to go for new floors or granite countertops. Financing available. Come see us at 4052 Shasta Dam Boulevard in the city of Shasta Lake or call 275-8530.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. It's 18 minutes after 8 o'clock today, 49 degrees, going up to 57. 605-4567 is our phone number if you have questions for our guests. And we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com in our chat room. It's talking about how to get their CCWs and everything else. This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air, a veteran-owned business right here, voted best in the North State for 2015 and probably many other times. Been in the business for over 20 years, can work on any type of heating and cooling systems. Warranties, guarantees, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day if you have an emergency there. Just give Martin a call. His guys and girls are great. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. Our guest is Chris Seinog, a retired Navy SEAL sniper instructor and a firearms instructor now, and also trains people in neural pathways. Good morning, Chris. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning.
Hey, I know what you mean, you know, when you're gone. Like, you know, first time I deployed for it was like 13 months and came back when I was leaving, my little girl was barely walking.
And I got back like 8 months later, you know, to take, you know, I had a 2 week leave. And I wake up that morning and there's this little redheaded tyke looking at me. Just looking at me, but and her hair was big and all that, and I'm looking at her, and I said, good morning, and she takes off running down the hallway for, Mommy, Mommy! And so, you know, Mom comes back, and she's there, and she says, this is your daddy, and she looks at me, and she runs out of the room again, and she comes back, and she brings a photo of me. And that one, that was tough. That was tough. This is my daddy, not you. Oh, she would go up to people and hug them if they were wearing utilities. Daddy! Yeah. You know, that kind of thing, which kind of embarrassed my wife several times. And probably several Marines, too. So, anyway. Hey, Chris has written a series of books, and he has training on techniques and how to become just master firearms and master to be a great shot and achieve perfection in all this. You know, one of the things is, and this, you know, a lot of the book is on your mind and techniques, mindset. And one of the things you write about is living like a warrior. Can you kind of elaborate on that?
Yeah, you know, you had mentioned before the break, you know, that people, you know, you don't want to make people into monks. But to be honest, you know, monks are warriors. And if you look back at any great society throughout history, every great society has a defined warrior class. And the warrior class was, you know, elevated and really looked up to and admired. And, you know, in a lot of ways in our society, that's not the case anymore. And it's really the case also, you know, and I speak from experience that I have two young boys, but, you know, boys are now being told that, you know, they shouldn't be boys. You know, they should just be people and we should all be the same. And, you know, telling boys not to be boys or telling boys they shouldn't fight is like telling a bird that it shouldn't fly. And if you try to do that, you know, with anybody, it's going to cause problems. And that's what we see in our society, you know, with you know, these different groups that are really not balanced in being a warrior, you know. So there's really two sides to being a warrior. There's the hard side and the soft side. And probably the easiest way to think about it is like yin and yang. But I also describe it in the book like Star Wars. You know, you've got the Force, you've got the good side of the Force and the dark side of the Force. And we all have that in us. And to be balanced, you need to work both sides of that. And a lot of people, when they think about being a warrior, they'll think, oh yeah, I need to be aggressive, you know, and I need to fight and punch people in the face. Yeah. Yeah, that's all good stuff when you're fighting. But when you're not fighting, you need to, and even when you are fighting, you need to be balanced. And I talked about this earlier, but the reason warriors, fight is for love. You know, it's the love of their family. It's the love of getting back to their family and protecting their family. You know, and love is what gives warriors strength because, you know, we've confronted death and we understand the value of life. And without this balance, again, it just causes problems, and not just with boys, but with anybody in society. You know, so we need to embrace both sides of being a warrior, and then we need to train both sides as well.
Well, you know, one of the things in the book is mindset and how to live like a warrior. We're just talking about this. And some of the things you say, you know, find something you're afraid of and go do it. And, you know, if it's a roller coaster ride, ride them until you stop crying like a child. Or in this case, like a five-year-old girl, which I use all the time, but I got slapped around by my other halves here. Working out. If it, you know, it doesn't matter what you do, but breathe heavy and sweat. And even, you know, if you puke, it's a good indicator that you're working out great. Stop any addictions. I like that. If you smoke, do drugs, drink to excess, your life is not in balance. Write down your goals and core values. Become a master at everything you do. Now, that's really important to you.
Yeah, it is important because, you know, our life, you know, it's short. And so many people just let things happen to us. You know, we are our habits. Whether we choose our habits or our habits choose us, what we do every day is a habit. And so many people wake up in the morning and just let the day happen. And then by the end of the day, they either say, you know, oh, I got nothing done, or I had a terrible day. Why not wake up and say, you know what? This is the person I'm going to be today. I'm going to be a warrior today. How am I going to do that? Well, I'm going to achieve these goals by doing these habits. You know, I'm going to get up. I'm going to work out. I'm going to be in a great mood. You know, you can choose all these things in your life, you know, and be good at them. And if something, if you're doing something that, you know, you're kind of half-heartedly doing, like so many people do, like, you know, watching TV, you know, it's ridiculous how much time people spend watching TV. That's something you probably should not be good at, you know, like you should not strive to be a great TV watcher. Why? Because, you know, it's not good for you. But, you know, I'm not saying don't watch TV, but, you know, you need to have things in your life that you're like, you know what, I want to be a better person. This is how I'm going to achieve it. And then cut out the rest. You know, it's part of it is like, you know, living a minimalist lifestyle, because stuff that's not that important to you, you know, the people you love, the things you want to do, you know, you don't want to spend your waste your time doing that. You want to spend it doing the things you want to do.
Okay, I'm just going to jump in because I'm listening to you, and I unfortunately, Chris, have not had the opportunity to read your book. Everything you and Carl are talking about, though, and the warrior and in our mindset, those of us who are a little older have a mindset, we think of a warrior, we think of a male. But I don't see anything you're referring to here that can't be applied to both sexes.
You know, most definitely. And I even say in the book, because I read, you can read through it and think, you know, oh wow, you know, especially when I make fun of a 5-year-old girl, that, you know, it might not apply to women, but it most definitely does. You know, women can have all these traits and should have all these traits. Again, it's being a warrior is being balanced with the hard and soft, and everybody, man or woman, needs to be balanced in both of these things. And, you know, women can be warriors just as much as men. And, you know, I also say in the book, too, being a warrior doesn't mean that you're going out killing people. You know, if you think and kind of picture in your mind a warrior, yeah, you can picture, you know, the warrior with the samurai sword lopping off people's heads, but you can also picture that same warrior meditating, you know, in a field or, you know, whatever.
I think what I picked up on with what you were saying is being whatever it is you're doing, whether it's baking a cake or learning to shoot, do it the best you can. Be good at what you're doing.
Yeah, and you know it all comes down to mindset, and you know the first half of the book really. Well, I shouldn't say it has nothing to do with shooting because I put it in the front of the book because it has everything to do with shooting, but it's I don't talk about how to hold a gun, how to stand, how to focus on your front sight. None of those things. The first half of the book is how to train your mind, you know, using meditation and visualization, planning out your training, all these things that anybody in any elite skill does to get where they are. You know, you need to know how to do that to be able to learn to shoot.
Absolutely.
You know, the thing about it is, and that was one of the reasons the book appealed to me. And frankly, was the fact that the first part, you know, yes, you do it. You begin the book with, okay, you know, this is, you know, firearm safety and this, and but the book being a mindset and how to train and how to be this, and this is the other part, and I'm glad Tracy said it because I was going to bring that up. Is this is not a man only thing. This is not a male. This is not a male thing. This is for anybody that wants to better their lives. And you can use it for shooting, and you can use it for living your life like this. And there's other books out there, Live Like a Warrior and all this. But one of the things that is embracing competition. See, this is something, you know, we've got, by the way, we have people in our chat room, Chris, that are loving your philosophy here. And, right. No, they're going for it. And the thing about it, when embracing competition, signing up for a race or, you know, one of these tough men or, you know, Spartan races like this, you know, we've got a Spartan team running in October out of Reading up here doing down to Sacramento. But the other thing, too, though, is again, mastering it in the sense of good enough. When you hear good enough, it's like a curse. Mm. Is that correct?
Yeah, you know, I think that good enough is like a virus because, you know, I work with a lot of teams, you know, training law enforcement and military and different units. And once somebody on that team starts, you know, thinking, oh, it's good enough, you know, what at the end of the day, are we done yet? You know, it is like a virus, and it infects everybody around them. And, you know, you can see it, you know, especially from an outsider looking in, just watching this virus grow throughout the team. And you really need to, you know, if that's you, you need to take some serious, good enough medicine. But if somebody on your team has that, you either need to heal them or you need to get rid of them.
Okay. I like it.
Good place for a break.
It is. Chris Seinog here is a retired SEAL, wrote all the techniques and the sniper training. And for the SEALs, he teaches, still teaches in SEAL teams and other military organizations and police departments, and trains people too on not just perfection in shooting, but also, you know, how do you get yourself there and so much of it is mental. And we'll be right back after these messages. 8:31 in the morning. Carl Bott, Trish Clark.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Hi, I'm John Scape, owner of Properties by Merit. We specialize both in residential and commercial real estate. Whether you're looking to buy or sell, call us today at 338-2112. At Properties by Merit, we help your real estate dreams become reality. Visit our website at pbmerit.com or call today, 338-2112.
Properties by Merit is California Corporation licensed by the California Bureau of Real Estate. California BRE license number 019-45816.
How about some traditional Mexican food for Second Tuesday dinner in March, Abby?
I love authentic Mexican food. We must be going to Mazatlan Grill.
That's right. With their welcoming, friendly staff and fiesta-like atmosphere, you can start with tableside guacamole made to your liking and sizzling fajitas and so much more to choose from.
Please join us on Tuesday, March 8th at Mazatlan Grill as they graciously donate a portion of the proceeds to Haven Humane Society to help them care for the stray, abused, and unwanted animals as they look to place them in loving homes.
It's all about good food, good friends, and helping the animals.
The trade school at Shasta Builders Exchange is hosting a fundraiser called the Electrician's Ball. Join us Friday, March 11th at the Red Lion Hotel and dine on salmon or prime rib prepared by Chef Kim Miller. Enjoy wines from the Mosley Family Cellars and be entertained by Linda Bott Jazz Ensemble. Invest at the Craftsman's Art Auction, a silent auction featuring the handcrafted artistry of local sculptors, painters, and craftsmen.
Tickets are $50 per person. Visit ShastaBE.com/events or call the Shasta Builders Exchange at 221-5556.
The goodies, the gadgets, the gizmos. Every week, Boomer Tech Radio talks about the innovations and the developments in technology that are impacting your life. Hi, it's Bob Belongi, and for the past 6 years, Brenda and I have brought you the tech news you can really use. Sponsored by Advanced Automotive of Reading, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. It's analog living in a digital world on Boomer Tech Radio, heard noon to two Saturdays or streaming anytime on KCNR 1460.
Now, let's return to Carl and Linda Bott at Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. Good morning, everybody. It is 27 minutes until 9 o'clock here on the 18th of February. You know, it's so dramatic. What is? Oh, that's the movie.
That's
the
theme
soundtrack.
To the movie. Hans Zimmer, one of his great themes out there. Of course, the movie probably draws rather wide of reality, but as they all do.
Well, they spelled seals right, though. 605-4567. You have a question for our guest today. 49 degrees going up to 57. Weather Report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call, 365-3793. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. Veteran-owned, best haircuts in town. Discounts for seniors and veterans. It's man's last stronghold. You know, we're talking about the warrior part here. You know, man's last stronghold. They can't, don't go in there and expect to have gel put in your hair. You get butch wax and that's it. Cypress Square Barbershop, D.C. Tim and the Man in Black. Our guest is Chris Synog, who is a retired Navy SEAL, a firearms instructor. He's written a number of books, and he teaches different groups of people how to shoot and how to continue shooting and be a success in it. But a lot of it, as we've been talking about, is a philosophy on how to shoot and how to live one's life. Chris, good morning. Welcome back.
Good morning once again.
Hey, how do people get your website, and how do they get your books, and how do they get in contact with you?
Well, my books are available on Amazon. There's How to Shoot Like a Navy SEAL, which is my first book, kind of just strictly marksmanship, and then the book that we've been speaking about is my new book, Navy SEAL Shooting. And then I also run the training on my website where I offer, you know, I have a blog where people can get free training, but I also offer a membership there. And my website is Chris Synog, SAJNOG.com.
There you go. Okay, you know, up here in Northern California, I know you live down in San Diego, is that correct? All right, and San Diego's got a lot of the military down there, so it can be somewhat conservative, but I think in other ways it's not. But up here in Northern California, if you've ever been up here, it's completely different than...
Mm-hmm.
Totally different part of the state of California.
It's a different
have you been up here, Chris?
I have, yeah.
Oh, okay, good.
All right, well then, we've got per capita up here in Shasta County probably more people with a concealed carry than any other place in California, or maybe one other than that, but we have a lot.
I think we have the highest
constantly training people up here, because all the latest polls show that people do not believe, not just Northern California, but throughout the U.S., that the government can no longer protect them. Are you getting that kind of feedback from when you're teaching the police organizations and others that you work with?
Well, you know, unfortunately, you know, when I do train law enforcement, or anybody trains law enforcement, really, they're not getting the training that they need. You know, they're not training properly, number one. Number two, most law enforcement officers, again, very unfortunately, but they'll tell you this, they get 50 rounds a year to shoot, and that's it. You know, they qualify once a year, they put their gun back in their holster, and they don't pull it out again until the next time they're qualified, or... You know, God forbid they have to actually, you know, draw their weapon in public and shoot somebody.
And Chris, I have to stop on that for a minute, because that's incredible. You can't, I mean, I get mad at myself because I have a concealed weapon permit, have for years, and I used to go out at least once a month. And I don't do that anymore, and I get angry with myself when it goes maybe 2 or 3 months and I don't shoot. Yet you've got somebody that's packing a gun every day, and they may not shoot for a year.
Yeah.
That's
terrible. But
awful.
Yeah. You know, the thing is, you know, with you, I've got some great news, and, you know, law enforcement, I've been trying to break that code for, you know, since I retired in 2009. You guys... Everybody can train and should train at home doing dry weapons training. And I call it dry weapons training because people, when they think of dry fire, they think of solely pulling the trigger, you know, without the gun going bang. And that is the, you know, almost to the exact step, the last thing you need to work on when it comes to shooting. There are, you know, literally hundreds and hundreds of other things that you can work on and do more effectively at home, dry weapons training. And when I talk about dry weapons training, you know, we talked about meditation and visualization, but also improving your grip strength. You know, actually, you know, I teach a lot of women shooting. And that is one of the best things that, you know, not just women can do, but anybody can do to improve their pistol shooting is improve their grip strength. But using tools like airsoft or laser guns or laser cartridges, laser targets, these are all things that you can do effectively at home. You know, you could spend 5 minutes a day, you know, every day just doing these little things, and you'll be amazed at how much better a shooter you can become.
Oh, and when I leave here, I'm going on your webpage. Well, that really, you know, bothers
the,
me.
Well, one of the things we talk about is, and just like Chris is saying, is getting in front of a mirror and watching yourself. And there are you can buy training pistols that shows you when you're pressing the trigger back, you know, and when it breaks, and where you're, if you're moving your line of sight or your point of aim. Mm-hmm. And so, I mean, there's all these different things that are out there, but yeah, you're absolutely right that you can learn so much just by practicing at home. And you don't need to spend thousands of dollars in ammunition, just relearning bad habits.
Mm. Yeah, you know, the way firearms training has been, and still is for most people, is, you know, you get a gun and you want to learn how to shoot it, so you go to the range to shoot. First off, you watch an instructor shoot, and you go, oh, he's a good shooter, so I need to mirror what he does. So, you know, I hold the gun the way he does, I stand the way he does, you know, I do all the things he does, but for some reason I'm not shooting well. But that would be like me watching Michael Jordan shoot a basketball, and I stand the way Michael Jordan does, and I hold the ball the way he does. And, you know, I'm just surprised that, you know, I can't drain threes all day long like Michael Jordan can. But it has nothing to do, and we know this when it comes to everything else besides shooting. It has nothing to do with how you do that skill, you know, physically. It's how you train to do that skill and how you train your mind. You know, and that's what I teach when it comes to shooting, is you need to train your mind correctly first, and then you need to learn the right way. So, you know, going to the range and shooting there, you know, especially if it's your first time and you don't know how to shoot and you pull that trigger, the gun goes bang, that's a stressor, which causes, as you know, an anticipation or a flinch or whatever you want to call it. It causes a mistake. Well, that mistake is built into your neural pathway now. You now have, you told your body, hey, body, when I press back on this trigger, I want you to jump and close your eyes and, you know, do all this stuff. And your body's like, okay, roger that. I'll put some myelin around that neural pathway, some insulation, so next time I can do it even better. You know, whatever it is, I want to do it better. So, okay, so now shooters spend literally, I work with shooters that have, like, you know, I've had a flinch for 30 years. I can't get rid of it, you know, and you need to start over. You know, it's the way it works. It's like, you know, if you want to cut through a board and you want to cut a straight line, you don't just hack away at the board and hope to get through it. You know, you start slowly and draw back on the saw. And you draw back on the saw. But once you get it going and it's smooth and it starts going, that's, you know, it's almost impossible to get out of that groove now with that saw, but because you started off the right way. So that's what you need to do with shooting. If you want to learn how to shoot, learn how to do it stress-free at home. Learn how to stand, hold the gun, press the trigger back. Nothing's going to happen. No surprises. And then when you go to the range and do it, your body already has a neural pathway built that says, you know what, I press back on the trigger, and the round hits the middle of the target, and that's exactly what's going to happen.
Wow.
For people that are calling in and asking, the way, even though that Chris's name is pronounced Sajnog, you spell it S-A-J-N-O-G. S-A-J-N-O-G. Chris, C-H-R-I-S. People are calling in asking, I can't find it because they're probably, because of the way,
yeah.
Chris, I wrote down how it's pronounced. So it's S-A-J-N-O-G, and the website is chrissajnog.com. Is that correct?
Or if you type in Navy SEAL Shooting or Center Mass Group is the name of my company.
So Center Mass. Okay.
You'll find me.
Anyway, our guest is Chris Sajnog, and we're talking about, and he, what he's just said is, you can learn a lot of good habits. To start your really great habits, you can do it at home. It's not going to cost you a lot of money at the range. And you can get these, and you can learn these techniques, and practice them at home, and then start mastering what you're doing, because what you're looking for is perfection. We're going to take a break here. When I come back, you know, Chris, one of some of the things you talk about too is what happens if you're in a violent encounter and your four P's and how to make emergencies by using a seal loop. You know, we OODA loops, but you call it the seal loop, on how to make good decisions in emergencies for people. And this is what, you know, people come, this is the hardest thing, of course, to teach people is how to be aware all the time, how to be ready. You don't have to have a gun in your hand the whole time, but how to be ready and how to react once danger starts. So we'll be right back after these messages, and we'll be talking again with Chris Einhoff.
Limousine Services is a family-owned business right here in Reading. We offer beautiful limousines and sedans with rates starting as low as $55 per hour. Do you have kids? We have amazing birthday packages for as low as $150. Sure, they can jump around all day or enjoy a memorable birthday they will talk about for years to come with NorCal Limousine. Driving to any of the major airports from Reading can be a drag. Ride with us in style and avoid the long drive and parking fees. We service the Sacramento and San Francisco airports as well as all the cruise lines.
Hello, my name is Jamie, the owner of NorCal Limousine, and I have over 14 years in experience in the limousine industry. I know how to treat you right and will always be discreet. If you have never rented a limo before, you should give us a call at 276-8851. It's more affordable than you think and a whole lot more fun than driving yourself.
Like our Facebook, check out our Yelp reviews, and mention KCNR for additional savings. That's NorCal Limousine at 276-8851 or NorCalLimo.com. TCP 31143.
Allen and Dahl Funeral Chapels are locally owned and family operated since 1978. Our goal is to assist you with your questions and decisions in difficult times, treating you with respect, care, and understanding, as we would with our own family. We have a reputation for being honest and compassionate, and our rates being very reasonable. We have a menu of various services, from cremation to traditional paths. Let us be there for you and help you with the questions you may have, even if you have already chosen another chapel service. That's just the kind of people we are. Always there for you. Allen and Dahl, with three locations to serve you, Reading, Anderson, and Palisadro. For more information or questions, call 547-4444. That's 547-4444. Allen and Dahl. Family, helping family.
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear ya. This morning it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing signs!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
Thanks for joining Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. It's Thursday, the 18th of February, right here in 2016. 49 degrees, going up to 57 today. Got some rain going on out there. Looks like this weekend is going to be kind of clearing up. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. This portion of the show is brought to you by the Civic Auditorium, Reading Civic Auditorium, February March the 4th, we have C.S. Lewis's Screwtape Letters. Now, if you've never seen that, it is absolutely funny. I mean, you don't want to miss this. This is such great, great entertainment. And how do you get tickets there? You can either go on down to the Civic and buy them there, or you can give them a call at 229-0022, or just go to readingcivic.com and see which tickets are left. But make sure you do readingcivic.com and nothing else, because other places have got a name similar to that, and they will charge you twice the amount that those tickets cost. So go to readingcivic.com. Our guest today in our last segment here, of course, is Chris Synog, who is the author of Navy SEAL Shooting, plus a number of other books, and a trainer of various SEAL organizations, but also military organizations and police and individuals on how to shoot and how to shoot well, how to achieve perfection. One of the things, good morning, Chris. Welcome back in our last segment.
Good morning.
We talked about how you can shoot, learn how to shoot better at home, and how, and on your and your website again, please.
The website is chrissynog.com, C-H-R-I-S-S-A-J-N-O-G.
Okay, and the and one of the things that happens is with we talked about this where the general population is. Does not believe, I mean by a large percentage, that the government and law enforcement agencies can protect them anymore. So they need to be able to depend on themselves. And you've got certain things there that you teach, like the four P's of surviving a violent encounter. Can you elaborate on that?
Yeah. So the four P's are, you know, just an easy way to remember, like you said, how to survive, you know, any stressful condition, really. But what they are is you want to plan, prepare, pick, and then practice. So what that means is you want to plan out what your tactics are going to be. And, you know, your tactics are going to be different. And a lot of people think, well, I want to survive a violent encounter, so I'm going to start off with your third P, which is pick my weapon. But, you know, for a lot of people, a firearm is not the best choice for them to use. You know, so you need to decide and figure out, you know, is that right for you or in your situation? You know, maybe it's not. Maybe, you know, some other weapon or some other tactic is what's going to work best for you. So then the next thing is you need to prepare, and that's, you know, doing things like my book, you know, get my book, sign up for my membership thing. You need to prepare mentally and physically. You know, you need to work out. If you want to actually survive a violent encounter, guess what? You can't, you know, be a couch potato and sit there and eat chips and think you're going to turn into Super Ninja Warrior when the time comes. And then, you know, the next thing, that's finally when you're going to pick whatever your tool is. You know, in this case, let's say it's a firearm. Don't just, you know, go there and find the shiniest one or the one that's, you know, the biggest or holds the most ammunition, whatever it is. Find the one and pick the one that works right for you and how you're going to use it. And, of course, the last one is to practice. You know, you can, you know, have all this stuff planned out, but once you have, you know, your plan and you've got your equipment, you need to practice every day to be that warrior and defend yourself or your family.
Okay, Trish?
Yeah, I want to jump in here just a moment and give a shout-out to a really special Anderson family, Councilman Baron Browning, his wife Susie, and their lovely daughter Brianna, who had heart surgery yesterday. Latest news, she's been released from the Sacramento Hospital. She's on her way home, and all our thoughts and prayers go out to that lovely family, and we're so thankful that the surgery was a success.
Okay, Trish. Yeah, that is. Big shout-out to Baron and Susie. Our guest is Chris Synog, who is a retired Navy SEAL instructor, wrote all the syllabuses for the Navy snipers. Chris, we've only got like about 8 minutes left here. You know, I know you've been interviewed, I don't know, how many times, 1,000 times, hundreds of times. What's the question that you always wish somebody would ask, but they never do?
Oh, wow. You know, I think, you know, just like you guys, you know, you ask the right questions. You know, it's important to ask the questions that are important to, you know, the people that are listening. But, you know, I'll tell you, listening to you and kind of getting a vibe for who's listening to your show, one of the things that I think that everyone needs to take away from you know, personal defense, if it involves a firearm, is situational training. And this is so important. Like, once you know how to safely handle a firearm, like, you know not to point the big opening, you know, the pointy end at yourself or people you don't want to shoot. After you know that, the most important thing you need to do is situational training. You know, you need to, if you plan on tucking a gun under your pillow at night or whatever it is, you know, and you think you're just going to magically spring up and do the right thing in the middle of the night, you need to practice, and not just with yourself, but with your family. You know, if you have, you know, if you're married, if you have kids, whatever the situation is, you need to rehearse this. You know, so some good tools to do, and this is all part of what I call dry weapons training, but get like a blue gun, you know, like a fake gun, whatever it is, you know, or use an airsoft gun, something to simulate, you know, you don't want to use your real firearm, but actually lay down in your bed and go through the steps that you're going to do if an intruder comes in your house. And like I said, that includes working with your spouse and your kids, you know, and if you have young kids, you don't want to scare them. You don't want to say, hey, this is what we're going to do if, you know, somebody comes in our house with a gun at night. But you can do things like, say, we're going to play hide from the monsters. So we're going to play and we're going to see how fast we can all go into mommy and daddy's room when we yell monster. Okay, ready, go. So you yell monster and the kids all come in your room. And then, you know, somebody is grabbing the phone and, you know, calling 911 and, you know, you're grabbing your pretend firearm here and, you know, just actually moving through these steps. And just in the same way that doing like a fire drill with kids stops, you know, firefighters from finding kids under beds and in closets like they do, unfortunately, so often, you know, just simply walking through like I do with my kids once a year, a fire drill. You know, it's like, oh, Dad, come on, we do this every year. Yep, I'm just going to walk through it, and, you know, once we're done, you can go back to video games. But you know what? I'm happy to do that because I know if there's ever a fire here, you know, my boys are just going to probably not know why, because they built a neural pathway to do it, which is doing it for them, but they're going to walk, you know, or crawl where they need to get safely out of the house.
How old are your boys now, Chris?
They are 10 and 12. Yep.
Have you had them out to the range?
Not yet. You know, I started training them when they were 4 and 6. And, you know, I was actually, you know, I started off with just teaching them firearm safety and, you know, the parts of the gun. And then we moved into training with airsoft and, you know, things like that. Laser guns, we do a lot of that training, but actually they haven't been to, you know, the actual range yet, but I'm confident they could outshoot many people I have been to the range with.
Because they're practicing at home.
Yeah.
And they know the right ways. Are you training them to be following father's footsteps?
You know, if that's what they want to do, more power to them. I'll definitely support that, but, you know, they're... I don't know. Who knows what they're going to do? They're both smarter than I am already, so I'm sure they're going to do something great.
And that will increase as the years go by.
Until they realize how smart Dad is between the ages of 18 and 20.
25, yeah. And then they'll all of a sudden remember how intelligent you really are. I didn't realize that.
Hey, Chris Sinog, his website is Chris, SAJNOG.com. And you can get his books there. I've got his book sitting here on the desk with me, and which is what kind of started this whole thing. And it was impressive in the sense of how you train your mind and body even before you get into the shooting of the weapon itself.
And, so, and what a good example of all the different facets we do on this show. And, boy, you've certainly given me a lot to think about. I'm hoping that we gave the audience a lot to think about, and I'm sure we did. A whole different train of thought about shooting and how you get there.
And living the warrior lifestyle is for male or female.
Absolutely.
It's male or female.
Apply that
so
to just anything in your life that you want to be really good at.
Just living your life.
Want to do.
Bob?
I pulled up the Amazon website, typed in Navy SEAL shooting, and there were Chris's books right at the top of the hit list.
There you go, Chris.
Thanks so much, Chris.
All right. Thank you. You guys have a great day.
All right. You too. Okay, tomorrow we have Mary Rickert is going to be here with us.
Oh,
she's running for supervisor out of the 3rd District.
Very interesting lady. Should be a good qualified candidate. Looking forward to talking with her.
She's running, and of course, and Pam Giacomini is the supervisor right now from District 3, but she wants to talk about her thoughts on how they can improve the quality of life for the residents of Shasta County, and specifically the residents up there of District 3.
In the Intermountain area.
That's right. Anyway, everybody, I hope you enjoyed today's show, because it wasn't just shooting. The philosophy is what I really wanted people to get into on this.
My mind is reeling with the things that he opened up.
Yeah. Anyway, hey, remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
Won't be turned around. And I'll keep this world.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Absolutely shameful. That's how Florida Congresswoman Ileana Ross Leighton describes President's upcoming visit to Cuba. Republican presidential hopeful Senator Marco Rubio asked by CNN if he would ever visit Cuba.
Not if it's not a free Cuba. And I'll tell you, the problem with the Cuban government is it's not just a communist dictatorship. It is an anti-American communist dictatorship. The Cuban government 3 years ago helped North Korea evade UN sanctions. They were caught trying to ship missile parts to North Korea. Nothing happened.
And what's the White House saying about the president's upcoming trip?
The trip to Cuba aims to advance efforts to restore ties with the communist nation and improve the lives of Cubans. Writing on Twitter, the president said, "We still have differences with the Cuban government on human rights, and he will raise those issues with President Raul Castro." Mr. Obama will be the first sitting U.S. president to set foot on the island in nearly 7 decades. Greg Clugston, The White House.
There's a claim today.